Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Elohim, and an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah, according to the faith of Elohim's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is according to Elohimliness. In hope of eternal life, which Elohim, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. But has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed to me according to the commandment of Elohim our Savior. To Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from Elohim the Father, and the Master Yeshua the Messiah our Savior. For this cause I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed you. If anyone is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or disorderly. For an overseer must be blameless, as the steward of Elohim, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. Holding firm to the faithful word as he has been taught, so that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many disorderly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of sordid gain. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, "The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies." This testimony is true, therefore rebuke them sharply, so that they may be sound in the faith. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know Elohim, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate.